We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Scobers Radio here at the beautiful Bet Parks Casino. Plenty of TVs, plenty of chairs, plenty of ways to win. Another great song that I could definitely rap every lyric to, by the way.
Do you want to do it once again?
Yeah, I feel more comfortable. Yeah, Hustler Music by Lil Wayne. This is my official hoodie season song. Like the first time it's hoodie season, oh I put God. This on in the car. It's
naturally.
Like my vibe, yeah. Getting, you know, this was, I probably again, like 8th grade Elliot.
Wow.
Yeah, although still 36-year-old Elliot plays it, so.
And you can still rap it.
Every word, absolutely. So Go Birds Radio, that is obviously not James Seltzer. Elliot
no.
here with Devin Caney.
Easily confused. But
another
no,
morning
not
show
James
star.
Seltzer.
You know,
oh,
just
thank you.
Swapping them in and out. But we're talking today about Jalen Hurts, as we do almost always at this station. But Chris Sims came out. He said it last week on Radio Row. And Chris Sims, as we know, not a big Jalen Hurts guy. He does say he respects the work he puts in and all those things. But he came out and was asked, you know, is Kyler Murray better than Jalen? And he said yes. But as part of that, he said something that I thought was both wrong but also a little interesting. Let's hear what Chris Sims had to say about Jalen Hurts talking to All City in Phoenix at the Super Bowl.
You pit him against a guy that's high up your rankings that you would take Kyler over. Is there like anybody like a Jalen Hurts or anybody that you would say, I got to think real hard
well,
about this?
Well, that would be one of them for
really?
Sure. Yeah, I don't think like, you know, you heard me talk yeah. yesterday. Yeah. You know, Jalen Hurts is, I respect a lot about Jalen Hurts, but I think Jalen Hurts is also like the most overrated player in football. All right, I just, that's me. I know I'm wrong. I take a lot of crap about that get comment, but, you know, he plays quarterback for a team that's an all-star team.
I always love a good take where right after you say it, you go, I know I'm wrong. Nothing screams
right.
confidence in no. that. But so, look, we would both agree Jalen Hurts, not the most overrated player in the NFL. I think if there was a draft of all the players in the NFL, he probably still goes in the first round. Mm. He's, you know, probably a top 20 pick. Like, the 2022 season did not go away. But we were talking, and we have been talking about this, is he overrated or underrated? And going into this year, like, I don't think he's a top five guy. And he has a top five contract in the sport of all players, not just quarterbacks, of all players. He has a top five contract. So coming off of last year, if we're going to let recency bias after 2022 make us think that he's number two or number three in the league, I think at this point you have to look at Jalen and say he's probably more overrated than underrated.
See, when you put it that way, it's hard. Because this whole show I've been on the counter argument here and yes. saying that he's underrated. But then when you put it into the perspective of, like, ranking top five, yeah, it's hard for me to argue that Jalen Hurts falls into, you know, the top three, let's say, quarterbacks in the league right now as it stands. But I also don't think that necessarily makes him overrated.
So I'm curious to see where our callers fall on this. I feel like so far it's been somewhat split. But me and you took time. Mm-hmm. And we ranked our own quarterbacks.
Yeah, I've nothing been overthinking like a good list. It
I know
so
you're
much.
At the break, like asking for. Here's the deal about lists: they're just fun, they're however you want to make them. So we both made our lists of which court where we think Jalen will go in a draft. But before we get to that, where we start every Saturday at 2 o'clock, the second hour, the number two Tom, but number one in our hearts on this Valentine's Day weekend. Let's go to Tom in Vancouver. What up, Tom? How you doing?
Hello, gentle ladies and gentlemen.
I love it. Nice adjustment there.
You know, Elliot, I think you're showing why you deserve to be a producer if you wanted it, and you probably don't want to do that job.
Why? Go ahead.
Well, you just did the perfect hosting entry. I shouldn't say the producer, but it's the producer.
The driver,
the driver of the show.
Yeah, look, I'm not James. Nobody ever will be, but I'm trying my best.
Yeah, that's right. So now, in honor of James, I am going to try and channel him for just a moment, if you don't mind, because we are talking about Chris Sims. What are we doing here, people? Chris Sims, he is the most overrated analyst in football.
This
so, of course, he's going to say Jalen Hurts is the most overrated quarterback. Who is this person? Did he not come on his show last year and say that he made a mistake? He made a mistake in saying Jalen Hurts wasn't any good? And now he's coming back. Of course, now he's coming back and saying Jalen Hurts is overrated because that's what he's thought the whole time because he is false. We know that. He's a Giants guy. And boy, what else is he? He's a backup quarterback. He's a backup quarterback, a career backup quarterback. He had one chance. He got hurt on the field, got off the field, and that was it. And now because of his dad, he's got this analyst job. And that's it.
Wow, that is maybe the best James Seltzer.
That was amazing.
Look, we all miss James. I will say of all the shows, like the Chris Sims show is built for James. But let me ask you this, Tom, really quick. And by the way, Tom from Vancouver, one of the nicest guys that calls into the station. Him yelling like that was very, very
Yeah, out. But I could hear James
Seltzer.
You could
hear the James.
Like, that was an incredible impression.
So let me
Tom.
Ask you this, Tom, though. Has Chris Sims been more right or wrong about Jalen?
I think he's been mostly right. And I actually it's been out of context a lot of the times when there's been discussions on WIP about Kristen.
Agreed.
Because I've listened to the entire takes, and he usually has been putting it into context. Where I think there's a big fail with his judgment in talking about overrated is, of course, everybody overrated him after the Super Bowl season, right? He was he was like arguably an MVP. He was an MVP candidate until he had that injury near the end. And so, yes, he fell off this year. But we also know the coaching, the assistant coaching was horrendous. It was horrendous. And right now, I am at a combine for flag football for my son. And I'm watching these rookie assistant coaches doing little activities at different stations in the combine here. And the ones who are the rookies are usually screwing it up. They're doing stuff, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're not positioning that player properly. You're not giving them the proper advice. And that's what we heard Nick Sirianni was having to do with a defensive coordinator. I don't know about offensive so much, but with defensive coordinator. You saw that, Elliot, right? Apparently he was running across the field during the preseason saying, you've got to move this player here and such.
Yeah, no, I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing you there, Tom. But thanks for calling in, man. It's always good to hear from you. You know, it's funny to picture Tom at the sideline of this Super Bowl or his combine for flag football, just absolutely going off about Chris Sims.
Oh, I know,
just yelling,
doing his James Seltzer impression while on the sidelines of a flag football.
I do think people were probably sitting there,
probably
and going,
slightly alarmed.
Yes, what is James doing at this his thing? But it was interesting to kind of hear Tom say that. We had a little bit of static there.
Yeah, we're back. I don't know if that transferred over air, but that
Who knows? I'm trying to drive it. I can't, you know, build the car as well. But we did make our list. Let's get into that. So here's basically what we did for these lists. If there was a draft of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, so not just, you know, like taking into account, like for 1 year, a quarterback in the NFL, a draft of all of them, where would Jalen go? Would you like to go first? Or you want me to go first?
So I'm overthinking this so much. So I changed it. So I'm going to make one more change so you go first.
All right. So I will say back when I was in school, I used to always like to go first with presentations so I didn't have to sit there and get nervous while the other people went.
Oh, I'm a big just get it over with
exactly.
person.
Exactly. Yes.
Totally
exactly.
agree. But
so,
for this
you're
instance.
Gonna have to, you're going to have to sit there yeah, yeah. as my fire list comes out. So, okay. Here's if I think there was a draft today, the guys that I believe would get drafted ahead of Jalen Hurts. Patrick Mahomes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen. Agreement?
I do not have him above Hurts.
You don't have Josh Allen? Okay, I'm excited to hear your list.
Wow, all right. The judgment in Elliot's voice and face just now.
This is why you should have gone first. Joe Burrow, I do still think, would go ahead of Jalen. Look, Joe Burrow has had injury concerns 2 of the 4 years. He's had season-ending injuries. So if you told me Jalen ahead of him, I wouldn't fight you too hard. But I do still think more GMs would take Joe Burrow. C.J. Stroud, I think, goes ahead of Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so that's the change I just made.
Okay, all right. So
I had him ahead of Hurts, and I just switched him to below Hurts.
So Lamar Jackson, I still think, goes ahead of Jalen. Now, Lamar didn't have a ton of teams interested in him when he was basically available last offseason, so maybe not. But I still would put Lamar ahead of him. Dak Prescott, I think for 1 year, coaches would rather have Dak.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't have him ahead of Jalen, but I don't totally disagree with you.
I think he's more consistent where you know what you're going to get. I don't think the ceiling is as high with Dak as it is with Jalen. I think if both play their best game, Jalen is better. Mm-hmm. But I think with Dak, like, you know you're going to get 4,000 yards. You know you're going to get 30-plus touchdowns. You know you're going to get around 10 interceptions. So I think he's just a little more stability there. Jordan Love, I think right now, like, his arrow is viewed as very much pointing up. Obviously last year this would not have been the case, and it's recency bias, but I think Jordan Love goes ahead of Jalen. Justin Herbert, I think, goes ahead of him.
Has Justin Herbert done to put him ahead of Jalen Hurts?
So, all right.
I'm sorry. People are, especially, obviously, Chargers fans, are, like, in love with this guy, Justin Herbert. And I'm not saying I dislike him or I think he's bad. I know he's suffered injuries. The Chargers as a whole have suffered injuries, especially this past season. But, like, what has this guy done truly to make people believe that he's like a top five quarterback?
All right. So I think your logic is correct. That what has Justin Herbert done to deserve to go ahead of Jalen? But I think it's an exception to the rule. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, I think Justin Herbert is more talented than Jalen Hurts. And I think almost every GM would agree with that. So I think you're right. Like, what's he proven? He's lost big games. He had that epic choke in the playoffs. Like, I agree with all of that. I just think he goes ahead of Jalen. Like, I still think more teams would value the skill he has over the skills that Jalen has. I put Caleb Williams just because I think he would if you include him.
I didn't know that was allowed.
Yeah,
so.
Well, try not to panic with the what was he buzzing me? I mean, I do think Caleb would. I think more teams would take Caleb Williams than Jalen. And then in terms of guys, I think would be close. Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Kyler, Stafford, Tua, and Trevor Lawrence.
But yeah, I actually totally agree that those are all kind of clumped together for me.
I think you could convince me to take Goff over Jalen, but I also think Jalen has an argument. So I think overall on my list, at least, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys, if you include Caleb Williams, that I think go ahead of Jalen in a draft.
Caleb Williams, I can't believe that.
Well, I mean, he's basically in the NFL at this point.
Well, so there's a lot of things to consider, which is why I was overthinking this list a lot, because there's players who didn't play or players whose seasons got cut short. Obviously, Joe Burrow.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, like, you have to consider him, even though he played for, like, 4 minutes total. All right. So I have Jalen Hurts 4. I have him 4.
Okay. All right.
And I will say he started out as 6 on my list, and then I changed it around a bit. I did have C.J. Stroud ahead of him, and then I changed it right before this segment because I started overthinking. Okay. So I have Mahomes 1. I have Lamar Jackson 2, which is interesting because, you know, when Jalen was playing really well in 2022, that was a quarterback that we compared him to.
Yeah.
Because they do have similarities in their play style. Then I have Joe Burrow. He has an asterisk because his season was cut short and he was injured.
Twice now. Yeah, he tore his ACL as well.
He's another one, though. Like, we talk about, you know, an all-star team with the Eagles around Jalen Hurts. He's got T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
I think the biggest misconception about great quarterbacks is if you go look at every single great quarterback, besides Mahomes, but he has Andy Reid and Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. They all have a ton of talent around them. Like, they're all they all-star teams. Yeah, so it's silly to knock Jalen
that
for
yeah,
it.
Just like the all-star team comment.
That was a bad comment by Chris Sims.
So I had Jalen Hurts 4, and then I had Josh Allen right below him. They're very close for me. For me, it's Josh Allen's turnovers, which I know I cannot use that argument given this past season. But Josh Allen turnovers over time versus Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts in 2022 did not turn the ball over very much at all in comparison to other quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think the Josh Allen one, you know, I think your point about the turnovers is fair. I think he's had a lot of chances to win.
He also hasn't won in the playoffs.
Agreed. Now he's played, he's in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes. That's just, it has to be considered. Like, he's lost to Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes, two guys that you have ahead of him on that list. I think, now take your opinion out of it. Mm. If you polled all 32 GMs, how many take Josh Allen and how many take Jalen?
I think more would take Josh Allen. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I was a GM, I'd be the best GM, and I would.
I like it. I do think I would be a great GM if given the opportunity.
For sure. Yeah. Totally. I'm sure all of Twitter would agree with you.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, so where do you have Jalen at? And then we'll get some
So Jalen 4, and then Josh Allen, and then Matthew Stafford, and then CJ Stroud, Tua, Brock Purdy, Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. I'm sorry, the Jordan Love, like, I get he's talented and I'm impressed with what he did this most recent season. Of course, love that they knocked the Cowboys off in the postseason. I just think it's too early. I think recency bias is way too much in play with Jordan Love and people putting him above Jalen Hurts.
His arm is special, though.
Yeah, but, like, we could have said that about Hurts and so many other quarterbacks last year, too. I just think if you're going to give Jordan Love so much love, then you also have to keep, like, CJ Stroud and these other quarterbacks in mind. Yeah. I don't agree with people putting Jordan Love, like, at the very top of their list, which I've seen a lot.
So I have him about 10 or 11. You have him 4. So we're on slightly different sides here. Yeah. Let's go to another one of my favorite callers and another great Twitter follow as well. Very good with the draft. Always talking all types of things. My guy, Corey in Columbus. What up, Corey? Good to hear from you, man.
My guy, ESP. What up? How everybody doing today?
Hi, Corey. What's up?
Good. Hey, you guys are cooking, especially Devin. Now, I've been waiting to get on this. So when we talk about what Chris Sims says and when you talk about Joe Burrow, if you look at the Eagles team, if you look at receiver, running back, offensive line, defense, and head coach, if you drafted the Bengals and the Eagles against the NFL, the only position that Eagles is probably getting picked over is their offensive line, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, right, I mean, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins is close. Like, one's close. Yeah,
it's close. But if you look at the vast majority of NFL, most people would say Jamar Chase is better than A.J. Brown.
I agree with that.
I don't think so. But the NFL, I feel like they view it. I mean, we know how James felt about Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
And we know you had T. Higgins as wide receiver 1 in the 2020
I did.
Draft.
People forget
you
that.
You know. So it's like, you know, and then when you look at Josh Allen and you look at Justin Herbert, like when Josh Allen, when they fired Ken Dorsey, Ken Dorsey was the problem. This is Justin Herbert's, what, 4th head coach? Mm-hmm. But when we say Jalen Hurts was a coaching problem, you know, we can't say that, you know, Jalen Hurts is a big issue. But it's like those guys get the excuses. Justin Herbert is on his 4th head coach. Eventually, you the problem.
So I don't. So Corey, real quick, I don't disagree with you on that. But where do you fall? Like, do you think more GMs would take Herbert, or do you think more GMs would take Jalen?
I mean, I feel like more GMs would take Herbert because NFL is more of like people love when you do stuff pretty. Like, people love pretty products.
Yep.
Like a guy like me, and you, I love Jalen Hurts. You know that I care about wins and producing. Also, we forgot to leave out Josh Allen lost to Deshaun Watson in the playoffs, too. Let's not forget that.
He did?
That to the
list. Yeah, good point. Good yep. point.
So that's 3 losses in his conference. So I just feel like Jalen Hurts gets underrated because what he does isn't pretty. Like, it's not like, he can't, you know, roll out and throw the ball 50 yards across the field. But it's like not a lot of quarterbacks do that. And when we saw Jordan Love try to do that versus the 49ers, he threw an interception. So it's like,
that's a great point.
I don't like the Jordan Love hype. I got to see more. And I love CJ Stroud. I'm a Buckeye through and through.
Of course,
everybody
right.
knows that. But one knock that Jalen Hurts had that we talked about on the station a lot was that he struggled to win big games. That's the same thing CJ Stroud did. I mean, I'm an Ohio State guy. Big games, he lost. He never won the big game at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Just like Jalen Hurts lost a lot of big games when he was at Alabama and Oklahoma. So it's like, I just need to see more from these younger guys before I can say they're above Hurts. The only guy you could put above Hurts is Kansas City. Now, am I saying that Hurts is number 2? To me, yes. But I'm saying the only person that you can, like, put above him. Like, you guys might have your list and you can argue, but for sure, the only person is Mahomes. Everyone else is in the same class, I feel like, in my opinion.
Yeah, Corey, great call. Always good to hear from you, my man. Hopefully talk to you soon. I do think he's right that when you view the quarterbacks in the NFL, it is very, very definitely clearly Mahomes' gap in
everyone
the
else.
Next group. Yeah, like I thought for a little bit a year ago, there was some argument. Mahomes wasn't playing great. Like Jalen was playing awesome. There were other guys. But I do think Mahomes went and really kind of captured that number one title maybe more than he had in the past. 215-592-9494. Have a few open lines if you want to get in. Where do you fall on Jalen being overrated or underrated based off the Chris Sims question? And I want to get into it as well about Kelce. We haven't talked about that a ton, but where do you guys fall? Do you think next year is an all-in year where you want Reddick back, you bring back Kelce, you use all the money? Or do you view this as more of a get the coaching staff right, and then 2025 is the year where they'll truly be competitors? We got great callers all over the board. Let's go to one of my favorites for sure, Justin in Richmond. What up, buddy? Good to hear from you.
Well, am I just your favorite because I always agree with you?
Well, if you're the smartest, I guess I would say then.
Oh, man. That's great company to be in.
Thank
Devin,
you.
How you doing? It's good to talk to you. I think I've only been able to kind of like tangentially talk to you on the morning show.
Oh, likewise. I'm doing well, Justin. Thanks for calling in.
Good. I'm glad you're doing well. So, Elliot, I have to disagree with you on just one thing.
All right.
For sure.
As you say, he always agrees with you.
I know, yeah. You set that
up.
I
know, right? But listen, we good friends hold each other accountable. So
that's true. That's true.
The thing we know about Dak Prescott, the one that you didn't list when saying the things you knew you were going to get from him is he's going to lose in the playoffs. So
that's fair. That's fair.
That's a big thing that you have to think about, and definitely a reason why I would take Jalen over Dak for sure. I think I probably fall somewhere between both of you. I think I probably have him like sixth or seventh at this point in terms of who I would take. Mm-hmm. But getting to the point of is he overrated? I think Jalen Hurts is a very good quarterback, but I think for the comment that you just made about the fact that we thought it was maybe Mahomes and Jalen in the same tier for a year, I think you have to say he's overrated. That does not mean he's not good, but I think for what we thought he was going to be going into this year, I do think he's a little overrated. I think he needs to prove it again. Mm-hmm. But I would use that same argument for anybody that hasn't proven it.
So what do you think about next year? Just real quick, because we are against it. Like, how do you view next year? Are you trade us on for a draft pick, move on from Kelce, move Juergens to center, or are you all in on trying to win?
Well, here's where I agree with you again. If you're going to trade Reddick, I like the player-for-player trade. I don't know that I would trade for draft pick. But again, I think with the roster you had in the conference, you can absolutely go for it if Kelce decides he wants to come back. There's no reason to not go for it.
Yeah, I agree. Justin, great call as always, my guy. Good to hear from you. Talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Yep, talk to you next week. I think they have to be all in next year. This isn't, the NBA where you can kind of rebuild. Like, you should always be all in, and especially if you're the Eagles. And you have a guy, a quarterback, that we can debate overrated, underrated, whatever. He's their franchise quarterback. So I think you have to be all in for next year.
You have to be. Yeah. Not only that, you have a new defensive coordinator you've wanted for years in Vic Fangio. You have A.J. Brown. You have Devontae Smith. You have, as Chris Sims said, an all-star team around Jalen Hurts. So if you have that, why not go for it?
Got to go for it. All right. Going to take a quick break here. 215-592-9494. I need all the real ones to call in. Some open lines. CJ, I see you. Dave from Swedesboro. We will get to you on the other side. I absolutely promise. Still plenty to get into. This is Go Birds Radio here at the beautiful Parks Casino in Bensalem. And as I've told you before, and I will tell you again, the Bet Parks app, it's the only casino and sports betting app that I use myself, and it's the only one that I recommend to all my friends. Why? Because it's safe, secure, and it's super easy to use. Play all your favorite casino games 24/7 on the Bet Parks app, the hottest online slots and table games right at your fingertips. Play Blackjack, Texas Hold'em with a live dealer right now on your phone. Live bet all your favorite sports on the Bet Parks Casino and Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, the sportsbook app for the real Philly sports fan. You can bet more than the score. You can bet pro hoops, player performances for things like points, assists, and much more. Live bet as you watch the action unfold. You can bet college basketball, hockey, MMA, golf, basically any sport there is. You can bet it. BetParks has a great offer to join me right now and download the BetParks Casino and Sportsbook app. New customers get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're not a winner in the first 24 hours. New users only. Casino bonus must be wagered. Terms and conditions apply. See website at betparks.com for details. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. You love to play. You play to win. You bet. BetParks. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scobers Radio here at the beautiful Bet Parks Casino. And
I thought you were just going to start rapping.
Well, I didn't know.
What was that?
I didn't know we were coming back.
So our producer said coming back.
I didn't hear that. So we were talking at the break. I wasn't going to say this on air, but you've encouraged me to be brave enough. I'm getting my wisdom teeth out on Monday.
Big,
Elliot. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
You've had your wisdom teeth out?
I've had mine out, yeah.
How old were you,
here
if you
has
don't
had
mind
his out.
When you had it?
I was a senior, and it was a summer after my senior year of high school, I believe, so right before I went to college. And
okay.
It really was not bad at all.
Any advice?
So I'm just, I was put to sleep.
I'm not,
under, like,
my understanding is I will
mine.
Not be. They're
right.
Going to numb it, give me a shot, and then that'll be it.
So do you know how many you have to get out?
Four.
Okay. I
four. Think that's all of them, right?
And are they all like, what's it called? Sometimes they're impacted.
Yeah, I think one of them is coming out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm mostly worried it's just going to, I've heard it's very painful the next few days.
I don't remember it being too painful. I remember it feeling very weird.
Okay. Like, how long just, until you could like eat normally?
I ate normally pretty soon after.
Yeah.
I remember I was like a quick recovery. I had friends who
like
took
the
full
day?
Week to eat solid foods. Like, I think I was just overeating ice cream and yogurt and stuff after
yeah.
a while and just started eating. Not the next day, maybe like 2 days after.
Ugh.
You'll be fine.
So
truly,
the worst
you'll be fine.
So I was supposed to get this done before Eagle season, but I was like, I can't do it during Eagle season.
Yeah.
I can't. So I've known this has been coming for a while, and now the day is finally here. I kind of want to cancel, but
don't cancel.
I won't.
Are you
won't.
Working next week? Like, do you take time off?
Well, I'm supposed to be on Tuesday for
oh my God.
Tuesdays with Elliot, but it's just an hour with Jack and Ike.
Okay.
I might come in just to...
Do they know you're getting
yeah,
your wisdom teeth out?
Yeah,
okay.
Know, yeah.
That's
so,
bold, but...
I think if as long as I can talk...
Well, I mean, after a day, you should be able
yeah,
to.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't handle pain very well either.
See, it's different because I was put under for it. So when you're put under, you do need like a full day to even just be like coherent again.
Really?
Yeah, and you're kind of just like loopy and out of it. So you don't have that factor. So that could change.
Are there
it.
Any
might
like
have a different...
you know those videos of kids where they come back and they're like all like is there any?
Yeah, but
Devin
you won't have that. Oh, of me?
For you? Yeah, like you coming out of anesthesia saying
you know. Thank goodness no, because I don't think my mom or dad
videotaped
with me
yeah.
thought to do that.
Yeah, so I'm gonna like Uber there and back. I don't like it. Seems...
You're not going to. Why won't your wife like, drop you off?
So, all right, hear this. My dog also is might get a tooth removed on Monday, and our appointments
oh
are
God.
At the same time.
Wow.
So, look, I'm well accepted that the dog is.
So you and your dog are just going to be sitting at home on Monday night with like giant ice packs
exactly.
on your faces
yeah.
together?
Yeah.
Love that.
So, hopefully he does well.
You'll be fine. Don't yes. worry about it, though.
All right. Well, wish me luck. To anyone out there that might have advice on dealing with wisdom teeth coming out, I would very much appreciate it. But another real one, one of my favorite callers, as I said before, you're really getting the best callers today, Devin. You're bringing out the good ones. CJ in Texas. What up, CJ? How you doing, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Devin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, CJ.
How's everything been going this week for you guys?
It feels like this is the first time in a while with the Eagles it slowed down a little bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like the first month was very hectic with the coaching changes, where they fire Sirianni, who are they going to hire, all those things. But, yeah, I mean, outside the Reddick thing, this feels like the first chance to kind of take a deep breath and talk about where the team is at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think cooler heads aren't prevailing.
Never.
It's Philly we're talking about, so it's never going to be that thing. And it's kind of the thought process that I have when I'm going to say as far as Jalen's rating. We fight a lot of times for respect from other teams. Mm-hmm. Maybe not so much say, hey, we want to fight for the respect, but we'll fight them. That's how it comes off. We don't feel we get the respect now, so we fight hard, which I think we elevate the team higher. You know, maybe it's a lot of biasness, a lot of homerism when it comes to looking at the team. But we did again, when something doesn't happen, we hold them way more accountable than they should. Because, like you say, sometimes it's any given Sunday, any team can win. And so we look at our team and just say, hey, they're the best. Oh, they sucked. So there's no middle ground. So I have a teenage son who I'm trying to groom into a man. One of the biggest things I tell him about is balance. Is you can't get too high, can't get too low. So when I look at this, I've looked at last year, the previous season, and we rated Jalen too high.
Yeah.
We had people that were saying Jalen was the number two quarterback in NFL. And that's cool if you want to do that. But guess what? When you swing into a season like this past season, you end up making him bottom out almost because you had him at such a pedestal. So people are like, okay, you had him at number two. Look what you ended up with. So he can't be number two. So I think we rate him a little bit too high. And I think nationally sometimes, truthfully, I think nationally, because we went to the Super Bowl, he got bumped way up there. Look at the commercials. Yep. Look at the smile. People say, like, oh, he looks so miserable all the time. Jalen has a million-dollar smile. He's just business. When he's in business, it's not a time to smile. Some people could do that. Some can't. When I look at the teams, when you look at all the quarterbacks, if you'll say, hey, if I put this quarterback here, what would it look like? Subtract him from the fans and all that type mm-hmm. stuff. Just as far as I put this quarterback, you say Jalen Herbert. You put Herbert in Philly. What does it look like? Because if we're going to say the coaching wasn't good last year, can we say he's had good coaching at all? I wouldn't say that.
No, I don't think he has.
What would you say about Joe Burrow? What would Joe Burrow look like with a great offensive line in the Super Bowl?
Yep.
He maybe would have won.
He probably wouldn't be hurt as much.
All the quarterbacks. Yeah, when we look at a lot of the quarterbacks that we say Jalen is over, and we talk about reasons to knock them down, one of the biggest things I think we look at, especially when the AFC quarterbacks is, the AFC is stronger than NFC. So a lot of the AFC quarterbacks have to go through Kansas City. They have to go through – they're going to go through a gauntlet just – the AFC North, they go through a gauntlet, period.
Yeah.
So it's like we had a gauntlet this year, but we're almost like Brady. Like, the only team we really worry about is Dallas every year. And truthfully, Dallas has been beating us. Like, look at the record. We have not been toe-for-toe with them every year when we're just talking about head-up playing them. So,
no, I agree. I mean,
I think a lot of people.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, and as far as I love Reddick, I want him here, but it is a thing to where it's like, if we lost with you, what is it a big thing for you to move on? Because no matter what everybody says, it's going to come time when we got to pay the piper with having a quarterback with the contract he has. So, unless we get people to move in, it's going to be worse trying to wait when he's 30 plus to replace him.
Yeah.
Reddick.
So no, you're right,
if he
leaves
CJ. This year, it's not a big thing.
No, you're right.
Go Birds.
Look,
love y'all.
Great to hear from you as always, my man. Look, I think his point about the Jalen Hurts contract and the money, I just, in today's NFL, I don't buy that. Like, so Jalen has a contract that averages $50 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess what his cap hit is next season?
$10 million.
All right, well, that ruined my point. 13
No,
million.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to ruin your point. Yeah. It's just, like, I figured that's where you were going.
Right.
Honestly, like, how that pans out, it doesn't make sense to me because math was never my strong suit. Right. So like,
well, so like what they do and what Howie does, and this is why I don't view next year as there as like, or to CJ's point, he's right that eventually Jalen's cap hit does go up, but they'll just restructure it.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, the only reason you don't pay Hassan Reddick, and I don't agree with this, but the only reason you would not do it is if you just don't think he's going to be as good next year, or mm-hmm. if you think in 2 years he's not going to be the same player he is. Mm-hmm. But they have the cap space. They're going to have $40 million in cap space to work with this mm-hmm. offseason. That is so much money. When they signed James Bradbury to a one-year $10 million deal, his cap hit was $3 million. Mm-hmm. Like, there is enough to work with. So I don't think Jalen's contract should be an excuse as to not put talent around him. They have the money to do it.
And when you look at other teams, really the only team that you can provide the counter argument for in terms of paying the quarterback is the 49ers, because they still have Brock Purdy on a rookie deal. So yeah. they're paying him like nothing,
like $700,000.
So they had that luxury of being able to spend that money elsewhere. But pretty soon they're going to have to pay the piper and figure it out. Like, it's not like it's just a specific Eagles issue in paying Jalen. I know he's paid a lot in terms of quarterbacks, but it is also something that a lot of teams have to deal with.
So the other thing CJ said there, and we talked about it a little bit, but I want to get your opinion on it. Kyle Shanahan, we touched on this earlier in the call, in the show, and CJ just brought up the coaching around Jalen. I thought the Super Bowl, to me, was a really good indication of why I feel more confident with Nick Sirianni as my head coach than Kyle Shanahan. Like, if I had to pick, if the 49ers called the Eagles and said, I will swap with you right now, Kyle Shanahan for Nick Sirianni, I would keep Nick. Like, I don't think Kyle Shanahan is a coach I can trust in big games. That doesn't mean Nick has been outstanding in them, but we've seen Kyle continually come up short in the big games. He's been in two Super Bowls. He's lost both of them. He was on the Atlanta staff where they blew that huge lead. Like,
yeah.
he is someone that I don't have trust in moving forward as like, look, he's won games. He's won playoff games, but I don't think I would take Shanahan over Nick.
I know that this is probably going to be shocking because I feel like we are probably in the minority here, but mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would not trade Nick Sirianni for Kyle Shanahan, especially given what he's done most recently with Super Bowl 58. I think when we're talking about rating quarterbacks and players, I think Nick Sirianni has been, I don't want to say underrated.
But I think he's definitely
I think
underrated.
We are, a lot of people are using him almost as a scapegoat for the Eagles' struggles, where I don't put it all on him, and I haven't really. Whatever happened in that locker room, because the team did give up, as Joe DeCamera says, like, they were dead upon arrival in Tampa, and I totally agree with that. I don't blame Nick Sirianni for that. I actually think his strength is bringing a team together and being that leader, which is why you now look at, they have an offensive coordinator who's going to be, you know, in charge of the playbook, and Nick Sirianni is essentially the CEO mm-hmm. head coach. But I have total confidence in him in that role.
Well, I think what the Super Bowl showed was, you know, the overtime call that Kyle Shanahan had to make. The offense was pretty good in that game. They really should have been better. Like, they did not, you know, they had a chance early in that game to really put it away mm-hmm. if they would have scored more. But in the biggest moment of the game where he had to make a decision that didn't have to do with scheme, it didn't have to do with play calling, he blew it. Mm-hmm. By taking that ball, he blew it. They should have kicked the ball there. I have more confidence in Nick Sirianni making that call correctly than I do mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan. And Nick's offense has put up just as much points as Kyle's over these last few years. Like, the Eagles have been one of the best offenses in the league the last 2 years. So you're getting that same production. I think that sometimes we go too far. And I used to be in this camp of that the play caller has to be the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking around the league, and like, CEO head coaches are working, and Kyle Shanahan, for as good as his offense is, he makes a lot of situational mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, that overtime is a perfect example. And whether it ended up playing out and affecting them in the loss in the Super Bowl or not, the fact that there was a report that players in the 49ers team didn't know
the rules,
that OT rules were different than regular season, is unacceptable as a head coach. Like, whether it was all the players
that
or not.
With Nick?
Oh,
could
my
you,
God.
Could you imagine?
The NovaCare Center would be, like, burnt down by fans.
I
don't
be
even know.
A lot worse signs than run the ball outside of the NovaCare. Yeah. I mean, some of the clips coming out from the mic'd up thing, the fullback comes on the field and he goes, did you know if they score a touchdown, they win? Like, he was, like, unaware of, like, what was going
That's
on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so
That's crazy.
I do think that for all of – look, no head coach is perfect. Nick has flaws. One thing I think he's very good at, and Jason Kelsey's talked about this, a lot of players have talked about it, he really, really stresses situational football. In fact, mm-hmm. Kelsey said in the overtime at the Super Bowl, he was texting with Nick about, you know, the call and what to do. And He didn't say, but I would imagine the text between them was probably, what in the world is Kyle Shanahan doing?
Or just laughing at it because, like, yes. Oh, they're about to lose.
Like most Eagles fans were. So, yeah. All right, one more segment to go. We have two callers I want to make sure we get to. Dave in Swedesboro, David in Drexel Hill. We will definitely get to you on the other side. And then coming up at 3 o'clock, always underrated, one of the GOATs there is, Rob Ellis, 3 o'clock to ride with you guys for a few hours. So we're going to have one more segment here, and then we will get back on the other side. This is Go Birds Radio from Bet Parks Casino in beautiful Bensalem. And talked about some of my friends at Bet Parks, but of course, one of the best sponsors we have at Go Birds is our friends at Window Nation. It's frosty. It's freezing. That means it must be February. And if you finally had enough of the frigid drafts coming through your windows and the frustrations of higher and higher heating bills, it's time to fight the February cold with quality replacement windows from Window Nation. It's always the best. I was in my house yesterday, and it's so warm. I have shorts on, all that. And I step outside. I didn't even know how cold it was. Why? Because I have great windows that don't let the cold air in. And this month only, you can get a great deal on those same windows. You can replace your windows and save big with 50% off on all window styles. Plus, zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. Their professional installation team has over 10 years of experience. Plus, they can install your new windows in one day or less. And they come with a lifetime warranty. Pretty good warranty to get there for your windows. So with proven quality and services, it's no wonder thousands of homeowners have trusted Window Nation for their homes, and you can too. Don't miss out now with 50% off and zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. You simply cannot afford to wait. It's easy. Call 866-90-NATION. Tell them Go Bird sent you. Or, of course, visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Go Birds Radio here at the beautiful Bet Parks Casino. Plenty of TVs, plenty of chairs, plenty of ways to win. One more segment, then we got the GOAT himself, Rob Ellis, coming up at 3 o'clock. I'm sure he'll be talking some Eagles. Look, Sixers too. I'm in on the Sixers. I'm back in after a very sad trade deadline.
I never left.
That's good by you. I mean, there's not a lot of people left on Sixers Island, trust me. It's been a lonely place the last few years.
I think I just like to be, like, hopelessly optimistic. I don't know.
It's a good way to live life.
Yeah.
A glass half full approach.
Even if things look bleak, I'm like, you know what? They still doubt
Yes. Well, welcome to being a Sixers fan.
It yeah, right.
always feels and looks bleak. All right. A few more callers here I want to make sure we get to. So, Dave in Swedesboro, another great caller. You're just getting lucky today.
Getting the goats.
What up, Dave? How's it going?
Hey, how are you? Actually, Chef Dave. And it's nice to meet you guys. Devin, how are you? Hey, and
I'm good. Hey, Dave.
If you guys are ever doing the pre-show before the Eagles game, we have the hugest best tailgate in the E lot as you're crossing the street there, the last entrance. All on the right. Wells Fargo side, it's all chefs, wine people, restaurateurs, and we're there every Eagles game.
Wow. Ooh. I mean, it's tough for me if we don't have the pregame show, but that is certainly an enticing offer. Definitely appreciate it.
Gotcha. And we usually run into like Rhea and Ike, and you know, everybody stops by on the way in. Anyhow, a lot of points here. I was actually on my 3-mile walk when I started this call. I got to say, after watching the game with the Eagles, with Jalen being the quarterback, I definitely feel it's a coaching issue. I rewound. I don't have, what you guys have as far as rewatching the games, but on my DVR, I would rewatch it. I would look for it. For somebody picking up, when we know a team's blitzing us.
Yeah.
Where's the tight end coming across the middle? Where's the quick slant? Where's the quick out, a quick hook or something? And I didn't see it there. And I watched it over and over again for all these plays when we're getting blitzed and rushed. And I would have to say that's a coaching issue. When you watch Washington play us, they were set up for us against that, 2 years ago. And they beat us, wholeheartedly because of that, because they were ready for our rush.
What's interesting, Dave, though, about the blitzing? If you look at Jalen's numbers against the blitz, 2022, where, look, I think in the Super Bowl there were a few times they had problems with it, but overall, in 2022, I don't think we viewed picking up the blitz as a problem. Like, mm-hmm. they were a great offense. They were a great team. If you look at Jalen's numbers in 2022 versus a blitz versus 2023, pretty much the only difference, like completions is roughly the same, yards is the same, all those things. The main difference is turnovers. Like, it's just Jalen turning the ball over. So I agree with you to an extent. Like, when you watch these Eagles games, there are certainly times where it looks like maybe Jalen doesn't have anywhere to go with the ball. But it's, it's also on Jalen to get them in the right looks against the blitz when he's out there.
Okay. And also, didn't Jalen 2 years ago have a coaching guru work with him over the summer and the offseason?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have thought about that. I think it was before the 2022 season he reportedly worked with, like, a guy who's worked with Tom Brady out in California.
I can't remember his name.
I know. I've actually been thinking about that, Dave, because I'm like, he needs to go back to whoever that was.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, exactly. Right.
Yeah, I think last year, and I don't think this speaks poorly of Jalen or anything, but the reality is last year he had his contract negotiations. It was a different offseason for him. I do think this year, and Dave, thanks so much for the call, man. I appreciate you calling in. And good job on that walk. 3-mile walk is
it's freezing cold
outside. I know, yeah, that's some serious dedication. I do think this offseason will feel more normal for Jalen.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah,
I
think in for what it's worth, Jalen, outside of last year, like, exceeded expectations as a rookie, exceeded expectations in 2021, exceeded expectations in 2022. It really was just last year where he didn't really meet it. So let's go to another great caller, David in Drexel Hill. What up, David?
Hey, how you doing? Let me go through this fast. Jalen, if they didn't suck at the end of the season, the last five, losing 5 out of 6 games, he would have had a good season for last season.
And
NFL quarterbacks stunk. But listen to this. All the quarterbacks stunk. Look at the boy down there in, the Super Bowl? I'm losing my mind here.
Brock Purdy?
The other one. The black quarterback that played horrible. Baltimore?
Oh, he's talking about Lamar Jackson?
Okay. Lamar Jackson looked horrible. He was the MVP.
But he was great in the regular season. Like, so I agree with you, Jalen.
But in the playoffs, he stunk.
All right.
Well, because they abandoned running the ball and everything that he's good at.
And they did make the conference finals.
Yeah.
And then think about this. Let's go with the Super Bowl champion. He was horrible that last game. Horrible. And the only thing kept him in the game was, guess what? Defense, and the coach was smart enough to say, well, guess what? Let's get him the ball back with 2 minutes in the game. And then he shined and showed who he was because he had 2 minutes. Jalen Hurts had 20 seconds when he played them at the end of the game.
So it sounds like you think Jalen is underrated nationally.
He is definitely underrated. And let me say why. If you match any of these quarterbacks you're talking about up against Jalen Hurts' stat record and stats, he's right there.
Yeah.
And when you said turnovers, which was horrible, we all have to admit he had too many turnovers. But the fact is, the rest of the team had turnovers too.
Yeah, look, you're right.
The defense was horrible.
You're right, David. We're up against it, but great call. Yeah. Appreciate you calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
He's right. Look, AJ had fumbles. Devontae had drops and fumbles against Dallas. It wasn't just on Jalen, but
yeah. I mean, that Dallas game, the second one, was just a head scratcher. It was like no
as
one
was
can
the
catch
San Francisco
anything.
One as well. So, yeah. Look, one thing, and I know we seem to disagree slightly on where Jalen is at. We can agree he's not the most overrated player in the NFL. So, Chris Sims, bad take there.
Once again by
Chris Sims, but. Thank you so much for coming out. This was very fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to all the callers. It was a great show. Appreciate everyone that called in. Another fun day here at the Bet Parks Casino. And we will, actually, next Saturday, Phillies baseball begins. So we will not be back next Saturday. But thanks again, everybody. This has been Go Birds Radio on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And I'll tell you one more time, because I tell everybody, the Bet Parks app is the only casino and sportsbook betting app that I use myself and that I recommend. It's safe, secure, and it's easy to use. You can play all your favorite casino games 24/7 on the Bet Parks app. It has the hottest online slots and table games right at your fingertips. You can play blackjack, Texas Hold'em, all with a live dealer right on your phone. Live bet all your favorite sports on the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, the sportsbook app for the real Philly sports fan. Bet more than the score. Bet pro hoops, player performances for points, assists, and more. Live bet as you watch the action unfold. Bet college basketball, hockey, MMA, golf, and all the sports you can think of. Bet Parks has a great offer to join me right now and download the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. New customers get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're not a winner in your first 24 hours. New users only. Casino bonus must be wagered. Terms and conditions apply. See website at betparks.com for details. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. You love to play. You play to win. You bet. Bet Parks. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.